DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey sports station. This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. It's 3 o'clock. You know the spiel. We got three hosts, something, blah, blah, blah. Three-point stance time, Stiz.
319!
Ready!
319!
319, yeah, there you go!
What's up?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Is that AI? Is that open AI? Because it sounded like a highlight of the Bruins scoring four goals in a game. And yeah. That doesn't seem very realistic.
No. Yeah, it was fanfic. It was a fan fiction site.
Deep in the archives, you had to go for that one. And that leads us into the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you bore Andy with your spiel every day, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host gets 60 seconds to present their stance, after which we open up for discussion. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Aren't I always?
Sure.
Oh, a different response this time. I like it.
Yeah. Mixing it up. It's a new year. Not really, but it's a new day.
No,
so
it's
let's
not.
Go.
Not at all.
Nope. You never know.
When the Chinese New Year? A new fiscal year? Something must be new about
it. I'll let you talk yourself into a corner with that one, and I'll also give you 60 seconds, which begin right now.
I know this is going to be a weird take, but I'm not sure how I feel about what I'm seeing on social media from Tom Brady. And let me explain. Brady is everywhere these days, and he's generally surrounded by beautiful women. All I see him with is Sydney Sweeney, Brooks Nader, Sofia Vergara, I don't know, a bunch of actresses, the whole thing. Then I see him jumping off his yacht, and everybody's like, oh, this is so cool. Tom Brady's living the great life. And I see him jumping off his yacht by himself. And I wonder, is this the greatest life he's living, post-career, rich guy, yacht in Europe and all over the world? Or is it the saddest life, post-divorce, no wife, no family, the kids are kind of off doing their thing as they age? So I get that it looks glitzy and glamorous on social media, and maybe I'm an idiot for this take, but there's a little bit of me that feels a little bit sad about Tom Brady's life. And I know the money, the power, the glamour, the yachts, the whole thing. I think he wanted to be a family man at one point in time, and football killed his family life. I do believe that. It broke up the family. And now you're left with this, the aging bachelor who, yes, is surrounded by a lot of hot women, but is there any substance in his life? There's no love.
I have thoughts and feelings on that take. Several.
Okay.
Ooh, I like perfect. Several.
One more time, just so we can edit it in. Sophia who?
What was her name?
Vergara.
Vergara?
Vergara.
I mean, I focus on different things when I think of her.
Sophia.
Good answer. You know,
her last name is
oh,
not
that's her. Oh, answer. You focus on her IMDb and her many
her acting
accomplishments.
Career. Absolutely. I don't. I go right past her last name to her accomplishments. Yes, indeed.
Look,
yes.
Look at that. Both of them. All right. Fitzy, are you ready?
That's my job, and I'm here to do it.
All right. Well, I'll give you 60 seconds to do that job, which start right now.
Well, the last true queen, if we will, of Patriots Nation was the aforementioned Gisele Bündchen, who broke up with Tom Brady, ending their long-term relationship, their marriage, with divorce so that she could go and then conceive another child and another life with karate champ Johnny Jiu-Jitsu someplace else, leaving Tom Brady to be sad. And therefore, we thought the new queen of Patriots Nation was to be Stephon Diggs' girlfriend, paramour, companion, etc., the internationally renowned hip-hop star, not dude, JFC Hart, for goodness sakes. Would you go focus on Sofia Vergara's accomplishments, would you? Cardi B. Except now we find out that both have scrubbed their social media of any references, any photos, anything linking them to each other, and that was spearheaded by Cardi B, which leads us all to believe that they have broken up. And while some may be sad because there could have been more attention, obviously more famous people at Patriots games, they would have made more blogs, more news because Cardi B is so famous, I'm here to tell you this is a good thing. Why? Because it is one giant pink party bag distraction Stephon Diggs does not need, nor will he have to contend with, as he works his way back to being a dynamic receiver in the NFL and the leader of the Patriots offense.
Thoughts and feelings, Andrew?
Oh, I have thoughts, I have feelings, but I'll keep them to myself momentarily.
Okay, now Andy did such a tremendous job of keeping the secret of who was going to talk about Garrett Crochet that I know it's going to blow everybody's minds when I say that it's me, and when I ask this
you?
For 60 seconds on the clock.
Not Ted?
Oh my gosh, you out of your mind?
We saved the best for last, Dan, so your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right. Well,
Stiz is choked up over it, so go ahead.
I know.
Or he was eating. He's probably eating.
Okay.
I was crying about Cardi and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to you for the pop culture and gossip correspondent take on that afterwards, Stiz.
You sure you don't want to hear more from Andy on that topic?
No, please, nope. Dan, continue.
All right. Andy did a nice job to team me up to talk about. I don't love what I'm seeing from Garrett Crochet, and it's all relative. Walker Buehler would kill for the lines that Garrett Crochet has had in his last two starts. But over the last two, 5 earned runs in 6 innings against the Cincinnati Reds, threw 89 pitches and then got yanked. And then it was a fine start, only gave up 2 runs but gave up 9 hits over 5 against the Nationals yesterday. He's looked human, which for him is not a cause for concern, but something that has at least popped up on the radar of a lot of Red Sox fans. So there are 7 games remaining until the All-Star break. Then you have the break, and then you start playing the following weekend. I think yesterday should have been the last that we see Garrett Crochet in a Red Sox uniform until after the All-Star break. I think you have it laid out in front of you where if you can take care of business against the Rockies, hopefully sweep and take care of teams that you're supposed to win, I think it gives you a really unique opportunity over the weekend to either go with a bullpen game, a Cooper Criswell game, or something else to give a guy a break. It saves an IL stint, it saves his arm for another couple of weeks, and hopefully it gives kind of that Phantom Pedro-esque break that will help him be fresh for a very important second half of the season.
Oh, Danny, ball game. Way to go with that one.
Okay. I appreciate that, Fitzy. So on the table.
Love it.
We have Tom Brady and the hard knock life that is Tom Brady's life right now.
Sad dad Brady.
Stephon Diggs and Cardi B relationship as it relates to Steph's focus as a member of the Patriots. And then Garrett Crochet potentially at least if you ask me, getting a breather at the end of this sort of first half of the season. So let's work right down the list. Fitzy, you are known as a Brady guy. You have you've certainly made a couple of videos and done a decent bit of content related to Tom Brady and his reign of terror with the New England Patriots. Your thoughts on what you observe from the post-retirement Tom Brady here in 2025?
I'm like that caller about 15 minutes ago. I forget exactly who it was who called in and said, "Oh, all right, I hate myself, but I can't believe I'm agreeing with you." While I don't necessarily hate myself for disagreeing with Hart, that's just a reference back to a previous caller in the 2 o'clock hour. I got to say, couldn't agree more. I think Tom Brady is living a life that he thinks he should be living right now, which is making appearances at Fanatics Fest, saying yes to every single freaking commercial and endorsement opportunity sent his way because it's free money, and free money is everyone's favorite kind of money. Tom Brady's an owner now in the NFL. He's talking football on the Fox Network. He's in Mr. Beast videos. Thank God he did those because at least his kids were involved, and I got to see him hanging out with the kids that he loves so much. And I think Tom Brady is almost like a sad not a sad Batman. He was Batman on the football field. He's like a sad Bruce Wayne right now. He's got all this money. He's got an absolute castle to live in, and he doesn't have anyone to share it with. I think I won't say he's gutted right now, Andy, but I think he's really like soul searching. Remember he put up that really bizarre kind of open-ended Instagram post the day everybody found out that Giselle was prego, and then of course when she delivered a baby with Judo Johnny a couple of months, or Jiu-Jitsu Johnny 9 months later. Like, I think he's still a little emotionally lost. I think he knows he had the perfect life, like the perfect life, and his pursuit of his obsession led to its derailment, and I don't think he's been able to get back on track or find his ballast since.
Yeah, this is, I'm a little surprised we both agree so closely, align so closely on this.
Because we're both family guys, because we both love sports and we both love Tom Brady, but we're both at heart family guys who would do anything for our kids and that life that we run home to first.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take. That's possible.
Always is.
But I think this is very common. He just has the globe as his playground and the endless bank account as his playground. I mean, this is what happens in traditional divorces. There's a lot of people that kind of go off the rails now because they don't have yachts and Italy and Bezos' wedding. It might be
the
corner bar.
Yeah, because they usually stay
the
at the extended right. stay suites, Andy.
But it's the same thing. They go off the rails because, you know, the marriage didn't work, the wife didn't work, but they still want that life and the kids and the stability and the priorities. So I don't believe. And then you mix in, he's not that far removed from the traditional issues of a playing career ending and finding out what your identity is post playing career and what's going to give you the juice and the buzz of victory and competition. And we know he's the most competitive guy on the planet. I just, it's weird to say, but I feel a little bit bad for Tom Brady, right? A little.
Yeah.
A little. He could shake this and probably find a nice woman and settle down and maybe come around on that. But I think he's living, as Fitzy, I think you alluded to, the life he thinks the world believes he should or wants to see from him. When he's really just a high-powered influencer right now. Like, he's just kind of in that very fake social media world. And
yeah, I see it, like Andy, I see him at like the Fanatics show or like when he's doing the card vault, you know, owned by Tom Brady and whatever else. And he's wearing like the super expensive sweaters and the $10,000 sunglasses. He has $500,000 watches. And I see all that. It's like, oh man, Brady looks amazing. Look at the bling. Look at the drip. Oh, he's having so much fun. He's acting the heel at Fanatics Fest and all that. Yeah, I mean, he has the liberty to. He also could have done that. And it's not to say his kids can't be by his side or travel with him, but like you alluded to earlier, they now all have things to do like high school and their own sports and applying for college and all that other stuff. And Tom's just kind of out rocking and rolling. And it's starting to feel like his life is day three or day four of a bachelor party in Las Vegas where you're like, I am bloated and I need to stop doing this. I need to go home and be with my family and also have a salad.
You know, Ted brought up something when we played that clip of him talking about Bill Belichick and talking about how everything was great, utmost respect for coach, all that kind of stuff. I think it was also at Fanatics Fest. And Ted's take on it was, come on, man, don't try to get this one past us. You're being disingenuous. You're not being true to yourself. And I feel like that was the perfect kind of microcosm of everything that you're saying, where he goes around, he appears at this thing, says everything with Belichick was great. Then he goes on TV and says everything with the NFL is great. And then goes on his yacht with these two beautiful women and these A-list actresses and acts like everything's great. And there's a certain personality, and I like, let's call it what it is, a shallow personality that would take all of those things and be like, yeah, my life is great. Everything's fine. But he showed during the course of his career that he, as you guys talked about, he is a family guy. He yep. does have things that he values that are outside mm-hmm. of just the fame, the fortune, the notoriety, and all that kind of correct. Stuff. So it's been a very strange post-playing pivot.
And
sure.
it's still early. You know, it's still relatively early, even from the divorce, but relatively early from the end of the career. So who knows? It's just, I don't know. I never thought I'd feel sad or bad for Tom Brady, who had portions of his life has been
a high-profile influencer. Did I ever think I would hear somebody, I would live long enough to hear somebody say Tom Brady's turning into like a melancholy influencer?
Am I wrong?
No.
No? I think so.
I'm here as the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
We like have 100 fans that are in the stands that can win 1,000. Like, that's yep. the one step away from what we're.
There's
what
nothing
we're at.
Substantive about Tom Brady right now.
Look at Tom Brady, Dan Ball. Like, his last. Yeah, like, he's caught up in all of these things. Like, people are always, like, tagging him. If you look, it's like tagging him in all these photos. Like you said, Andy, with all these stars and celebrities. And then, like, on his Instagram, it's mostly just family-related matters. And I think that's what he cares about the most. Like, look at the family life he came from. You know that he kind of just wants to be like, he was at his best when he was focused on football and a boring family man that, you know, talked to his kids about TV shows and Legos. And that's kind of missing right now.
Yeah. I hope he's able to find some sense of that after he kind of gets through his bachelor party phase. But let's while we have a couple of moments, go to Fitzy's take on Stephon Diggs and yeah. Cardi B and Andy, your reaction to where he was coming from there.
I kind of disagree in a weird way.
Ah, there we go. We're back to normal.
Right now we're back, baby.
Because I think Cardi B Steph Diggs wants to be in that red carpet, social media world, buzz
sure.
world. And when he had Cardi B, we knew how he was getting into that world. It was Cardi B. And I think maybe we could accept it and there'd be some balance, time for football, time for Cardi B. If he doesn't have that, he's going to seek that. And I think it's going to actually spend more time and effort and energy trying to figure out how he stays on social media, how he stays on the Met Gala invite list or whatever fashion show he went into in France. Because I've always said, I think Steph Diggs, the football player, is fine. He's a good player, but he's not a superstar, you know, world-renowned, buzzworthy, Q-rated personality. I actually think he might be seeking that. And now that he's lost that, he's going to have to spend more time. And I think Mike Vrabel, you don't want him spending more time thinking about that. You know, so even though there was a certain instability with Cardi B about boats and glamour and videos and whatever she brings, there was also some stability to it. Now he's looking for his next eye-catching arm candy.
Well, okay, I see where you're coming from, and I did consider that before delivering my three-point stance. My thinking was maybe Steph Diggs now, because he's going to, starting late July, his life is going to be based in Foxborough and then wherever they go for a day and a half on these road trips. And hey, listen, hopefully he doesn't underestimate an opponent, stay out too late the night before a game, whenever they're on the road, whatever the curfew might be from Vrabel and company. But my thinking was maybe he will return his focus solely to football this season so that he can elevate his profile. Like, if he has a huge season, if he comes, I'm not going to say he's going to go back to 2021 Steph Diggs with Buffalo, but if he goes back, if he goes to the top tier or at least elevates his profile this season, maybe, just maybe, that helps him get back to where he wants to be, which is, like you said, more premieres, more red carpets, more boats surrounded by beautiful people.
Yeah, I would. You bring up the road trips. That's a perfect example. I could see him landing in Miami whenever the hell they play the Dolphins.
Uh-oh.
He's like, so-and-so is at some club tonight, Saturday night, until 2 a.m. If I can nuzzle into the VIP area next to her, maybe she can be my next Cardi B. And all of a sudden, he's out late trying to pursue those endeavors. But we'll mm-hmm. see. I just Steph Diggs is going to be he's going to be a talking point, I feel like, for us on
just
this show.
Just going to say that
pretty often for pros, cons. Is he practicing? Is he not practicing? Is he playing? Is he on PUP? Did he catch the ball? Is he mad at Drake May? Did you see that look he gave him? He yelled at him at the sideline. What's he doing off the field? Where was he Saturday night? Was he late to curfew? Like, there's endless storylines that I think are all legitimately in play, good and bad.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to tell me he catches 100 balls for 1,000 yards and he's Drake May's favorite receiver, I'll buy it. You want to tell me that he's pissed at Drake May by week three because he doesn't throw to him enough because all the balls are going to Pop Douglas and he's yelling at Josh McDaniels on the sideline and he missed curfew because he was pursuing Brooks Nader at a party so he could one-up Tom Brady?
Oh, smart guy.
Believable, too.
Oh, he's got good taste, too.
Competing with the braids for the babes, huh?
Absolutely. So, yeah. No, I think that's he's going to be something to watch and talk about. No question about that.
Anything, well, we have a couple of moments before we wrap up. Anything on Garrett Crochet potentially not starting during the season?
So, you alluded to this in an idea. Ideal world, they sweep the Rockies. Maybe they take game one. That would work out right from the Rays.
Yep.
And then you shut down Garrett Crochet. I don't hate the idea.
Okay.
Because we've already seen that they're open to the idea. We've already seen where we thought we were kind of fibbed to, lied to, and things change because it's Garrett Crochet and we want him in August and we want him in September. And we're going down a road he's never been down before. All those short starts last year for the White Sox to the back end of the season, that whole thing.
Right.
But I hate introducing that in a way. Because to me, if the dude is called pig or beast, don't care. A pig or a beast just goes out there. It's Chris Frail, as my former radio partner would say. Chris Frail is the guy that has to miss a start before the All-Star.
Stale Arnold. Yeah.
Yes. And
he certainly won't want to.
He's
not going to do it willingly.
But if it is indeed necessary or in the best interest of the baseball team and Garrett Crochet, I just think you introduce that that flaw, that slight like, oh, does he have a little something going on that we're going to have to think about? I prefer to think of him as this is just one of those mid-season, less than ideal runs or whatever here, and he's going to be the beast and put the beast out there, and you're already getting some time off because it's the All-Star break. Get your ass out there and let's roll in. And then the flip side, what if they lose one or two games against the Rockies and then they lose the first game against the Rays? Now I want my beast on the mound.
Right.
Dan, I agree with your take. I actually was, when I heard Dan's going to have a Garrett Crochet three-point stance, this is exactly what I was hoping it would be, because it's not that I have a no confidence vote in Garrett Crochet or that I think more things are going to come up like, oh, well, they signed a $27 million a year, 6-year deal with a guy who can't even get through 100 innings. This is more innings than he's pitched ever in the first half of a season in his life. So obviously they've leaned on him significantly. They're going to lean on him more. So any chance you can get, you get an opportunity to rest that hoss of a frame in that arm, right now, I would, and it's going to be tough. This is kind of one of the things that maybe we'll have to ask Cora about again when we talk to him on WEI Afternoons on Wednesday at 2:30. You know, would he ever hint at to the AL All-Star manager, like, hey, if you don't have to throw Crochet, that would be great because he's a little tired right now and we don't want to run him down too bad. So I hope they can, Dan. I think like an extended week and a half off for him is probably just what the Andrew Bailey ordered.
The thing that got this rattling around in my head, and I know we got to go to break, is watching that video when he was announced as an All-Star when we found out that his nickname was Beast.
Yeah.
Alex Cora, if you watch the full thing, was reading through all the stats. Oh, leads the American League in strikeouts. Oh, leads baseball in innings. He stops, does the sign of the cross, points up to God, and then keeps on with his speech. So even if that was just, I know it's just him joking and screwing around, but every joke is rooted in a little bit of truth. They are very cognizant of the inning load right now. So Fitzy, I'm right there with you. If you can have him skip this week, maybe, you know, slide the AL manager a 20 and say, just have him sit there with his dip and not pitch and then get him back fresh. Cause then hopefully that will limit the amount of times we have to have those frustrating 85 pitch conversations. Then it's full go second half into the trade deadline. Then you add a little gullible Andy is made happy and all that. So I just seeing that mindset from Cora, I'm like, they're thinking about it. So let's do it while we can.
All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, and thank you, Dan Ball, for both offering up the take and running the three-point stance. Up next, we got to talk about Dame Lillard, because mutual interest is the way it's being described between the star point guard who's rehabbing from a torn Achilles and the Boston Celtics. Do you want Dame Lillard on the Celtics? What do you think Dame Lillard would bring to the Celtics 2 years from now when he's healthy? And did you notice that his potential rehab mate, Jason Tatum, was walking around in a pool a little Achilles tendon basketball talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by MassMutual. The Red Sox completed the series sweep over the Washington Nationals yesterday afternoon. The final score was 6-4. Garrett Crochet with his ninth win of the season. Jordan Hicks with his first save as a member of the Red Sox. Boston returns home to open up a seven-game homestand that will bring them into the All-Star break. Game one of their series against the Rockies is tonight at 7:10. Richard Fitz will start against Austin Gomber. And here is your lineup. Nate Eaton leads off at third. Then it's Romy Gonzalez at second. Roman Anthony is your DH with Rob Refsnyder in left. Trevor Story at short. Carlos Narvaez is catching with Willy Abreu in right. Abraham Toro at first and Seidon Rafaela in center. No Jaron Duran, no Marcelo Meyer against the lefty Gomber. And you can listen to tonight's game without those two players on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. Reliever Aroldis Chapman, third baseman Alex Bregman, and left-handed starting pitcher Garrett Crochet have all been named American League All-Stars. All three are returning to the All-Star game, though this is their first selection as members of the Red Sox. It is the eighth selection overall for Chapman, third for Bregman, and second for Crochet. The Anfernee Simons Drew Holiday trade between the Trailblazers and Celtics is now official, without the previously reported second round picks going from Portland to Boston. The final deal is a straight one for one player swap. The Kristaps Porzingis trade was also officially announced by the Seas earlier this afternoon. In soccer, Mexico defeated the United States 2-1 to win a 10th CONCACAF Gold Cup title, and the Revolution return to action on Wednesday at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. One more reminder, Red Sox fans, don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10 p.m. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
This is actually a best case scenario for Damian Lillard, I think, right? He didn't want to go to Milwaukee. He wanted to go to Miami. Now he gets to pick his team. And not only does he get to pick the team, money doesn't matter. He's getting his money from Milwaukee either way. He can take his time. He can go back to Portland, recover near his family from this torn Achilles, and then come back on his own timetable with any team that he wants. If he wants to contend, he can hop on with a contender. If he wants to pick a team with a certain role, he can do that. I have to imagine Damian Lillard, for the minimum, is going to attract attention from all over the league, no matter when he's healthy, no matter when he's ready.
Will it be a good day if Dame Lillard lands with the Boston Celtics? That is the question. That was CBS Sports talking about this idea that the Boston Globe, Gary Washburn, has said that there is mutual interest between the two sides. Dame Lillard has a torn Achilles, bought out by the Milwaukee Bucks, will likely not play in 2025-2026, although I guess you never know. As I alluded to before the break, we do see Jason Tatum posting videos in the pool, walking around, which seems like a good literal and figurative first step, Fitzy, toward recovery.
Yeah, I guess that's a good July step, Andy.
Sure.
But we're also, you know, kind of think. So there's that school of inquiry, you know, and excitement like, oh, you know, if Tatum's rehab goes well, he can come back just sort of like Kobe did after 8 or 9 months and he'll be available at the end of March or April for a playoff run. Like, he'll still have to slow play it. He's not going to be able to come out and play 40 minutes a night like rookie Tatum or almost MVP Tatum last season as well. It's going to be drastically different. And what this tells me is I'm supposed to get excited about the 2026 and 2027 Celtics, because this almost sort of sounds like even the Boston Celtics themselves know, yeah, the 2025/26 Celtics probably are not going to crush it. We are in absolute transition mode right now. But if we have a chance to acquire someone else like Lillard, yeah, let's do that.
Stop it. Boston Celtics are a top four seed with Jaylen Brown leading the way. I don't care about
you
any power
are
rankings
a delusional
or anything.
Person.
And I am going to sell you on maybe the best case scenario if you are in the yay category for Dame Lillard. I know we're not necessarily on this show. We've sort of talked about it a little bit as these rumors and rumblings have unfolded. But the dream scenario for WEEI Afternoons and really all Boston sports media is Jaylen Brown is leading the Boston Celtics to a 2 seed, a 3 seed. The Celtics signed Dame Lillard. He has been rehabbing all year long with Jason Tatum. Both Jason Tatum and Dame Lillard are like, you know, if you guys get to the conference finals, we're going to be ready. And I say we. And the Boston Celtics with Derek White and Peyton Pritchard and Jaylen Brown could be adding an 85% or 90% Jason Tatum and Dame Lillard. So neither needs to be all in, doesn't feel any pressure. Hell, they can platoon it if they want. They're two
Hall of Famers. Oh, each of them plays
of
15 to 20 minutes a night, so you get one all-star out of two rehabbing
ding, 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 ding. Two Hall of Fame Achilles returnees kind of rehabbing and platooning into Jaylen Brown's Boston Celtics as they pursue the NBA title. Too much?
Too much? That's so funny. That's the WEEI Afternoon Dream. Mine had something to do with like skyrocketing to number one, getting multiple sponsorships and making enough money to party on a boat with Tom Brady, Kate Hudson, and Dakota Johnson. However, I will take Dame Lillard coming to the Celtics and being 90% of himself next
spring. I can
play
your game,
that would be
too,
pretty
Fitzy.
Excellent.
I can play your game. We skyrocket to number one, and someday Sydney Sweeney walks into the studio wearing nothing but Hey Dudes and goes, really? I'm overrated. You don't like what you see in front of you? And I go, ma.
No, and then you try to go like, and then all of us laugh at you.
Fair enough.
Hey, this, I'm not going to get down on, first of all, Andy, isn't it always curious now in this day and age, and take all of this, not just with a grain of salt, but like a 5-pound bag of Himalayan pink salt, whenever there is, like, it's around the draft and free agency, there's always, you know, like the people's insider emerges and all of a sudden they're picking, you know, they're dropping nuggets all over Twitter and, you know, 4 out of 5 of them end up being true. And then we start following them and making a big deal. And some of them are also hoaxes. But there's been this one guy at Scott J. Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, who has been all over socials, came out of nowhere in the past 2 weeks. And everything he has said has been Lillard based and keeps tweeting out about lot to unpack. You know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Brad Stevens, all in attendance with the Dame Lillard pitch meeting, blah, blah, blah.
Is this a real person? Because I don't know who you're talking about. So I'm going to just ask that question.
I'm sharing. It's just funny how these things emerge and you always want them to be right. Because, well, I mean, that would be awesome that there's some random ghost insider out there who's leaking all of this information out. I mean, I want it to be true. Do I want Dame Lillard on the Celtics if he can possibly contribute at the end of next season? And then he's got 1 to 2 full throttle seasons left in him to chase a championship with the Celtics? Hell yes. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you spent a minute of our show talking about like a parody account or something. That's the only one.
Nope.
Because I've never heard of that person. I have no idea who that person is with supposed inside information on Dame Lillard. But the Boston Celtics right now, I alluded to it, according to CBS Sports, way too early offseason NBA power rankings, one that includes your defending champion Thunder at number one, as they probably should be, and your defending number one seed in the Eastern Conference, Cavaliers, in the 2 spot, even though it feels like they've lost a little bit of momentum or faith. There's something going on there with Donovan Mitchell and company. The Knicks in the 3 spot, despite the fact that they made some curious offseason maneuverings with their head coaching situation. Rockets 4, Nuggets 5, 6. Tell me when you want me to stop. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. 13th for your Boston Celtics. Behind
that feels right.
Feels right to you.
It does. Overall? Okay. Out of 32 teams?
So you believe that the Pistons and the 682-year-old Warriors and those various teams, the Magic are 3 spots ahead of them, the Grizzlies well ahead of them. You think the number 13 is right?
I would say between 10 and 12. So 13 could be a whisker low. But I Andy, like, there are just so many question marks. You lost Cornette. You don't have Horford back, although, as I just shared with you guys, Adam Himmelsbach said Al Horford is choosing right now between the Celtics, Nuggets, Warriors, or retirement. So they're reportedly not out of the race, but like,
I'd go to
you lost your top score. You lost your top scorer. There's been attrition on the Celtics. There are a lot of question marks on this team. And last time they were supposedly healthy and together, they were losing to the Knicks. Like they were trending towards losing the second round series outright to a team the entire world thought they were much better than. So you can't help but say there are question marks surrounding the Celtics, which I think puts them in tier 2 next season.
Jaylen Brown going to shock the world. He's going to put all this right on those shoulders and just wear it as a chip. Everybody hates
whatever happens when Jaylen Brown and Mason Miller meet. It's going to be like the scene in Heat when Pacino and De Niro met. There's just going to be so much star power in the Andy Hartiverse that you're going to explode.
If it's in Boston, because they're both members of Boston sports teams, that will be awesome. Talk about nuclear fusion.
Hey, fellas, you like Miller Lite?
Dan Ball, hand raised. What?
I feel like a lot of the negativity that comes with the 13th ranking doesn't even really have to do with Jaylen Brown. A lot of it for me is, what are you doing for your big man? Like, if Luka Garza and Nemus Keita are your plan there, then I'll reevaluate when we're done.
And
with
Brad, we trust, is on a little shakier footing now.
I'm just saying that's why I think 13 for the time being is relatively accurate. I think that there are especially in the West. I think I could count 6 or 7 teams in the West alone that I'm saying, yeah, you definitely have the advantage, just roster construction wise, right?
I also like where your brain is at, just because it takes a little pressure off my guy JB and acknowledges that not only is he stepping into the one seat without Jason Tatum, he's doing so with a much different roster that's sort of been torn down around him a little bit and gives him an out.
There's your gives him an out, gives you an out when inevitably
it
doesn't go.
You're not allowed to.
It's going to.
I will
if Metropolis crumbles because your Superman is incapable of saving it. You don't get to play the get out of jail free card. No. You have told us and the entirety of Boston and everyone that uses the Odyssey app that he is going to be the savior. My guy JB, insert Andy Hart chest thump and everything else. No. If he's that good, then in sitting in the one chair, I would think that Jaylen Brown can bring the Celtics to 50 plus wins.
50 plus sounds about right. Top four seed sounds about right. I like it all. And then him saying, Jason Tatum, come do what we did last time. Let's go win a title with you just riding my coattails coming off your injury, baby.
He's going to say, this one's for you, Andy Hart. Thanks for wearing my jersey all those times at the beach.
Had it on this weekend. 617-779-7937. Oh, Dame Lillard, mutual interest with the Celtics. Up next, unfortunately, we need to take a more serious note here on WEEI Afternoons, where the Boston Bruins community and really the extended radio WEEI community lost a legend over the weekend. We will touch on the passing of Lyndon Byers next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Tonight, Sox and Rockies. The Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan starts at 6:10. First pitch, 7:10. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Fires in a fight, probably with Berube here. That's Berube, his second fight. Lyndon Byers with the bad shoulder.
Lyndon Byers got a little bit of a reach on Berube. Got one in there, rattled him. That uppercut had a caught him. Berube would have been in trouble.
Hey, what do you call me, a goon? What do you think, I'm a goon?
Well, what's because I got 830 minutes of penalties and 200 games? What is that considered? I mean, I get, what do I got? I got 29 goals. Well, I got 2 goals this year. Don't pressure me.
Was deep dish pizza an American thing?
No, it's Chicago.
No, Chicago's in America.
And away goes Proctor and Lyndon Byers. Kerry Proctor and Lyndon Byers.
Boy, two tough guys going toe-to-toe. Oh, listen. They'll have the ice bags out, both of them, Derek, after this one.
Where'd you go to college?
Boston College.
All right. Ooh.
Oh, BU.
Sweet.
Yeah, big
time. Yeah, yeah.
Work,
yeah,
kid.
Can Elfie just say BU?
Yeah.
WEEI Afternoons, and those were some of the highlights from Lyndon Byers' very interesting career, both as a rough-and-tumble member of the Boston Bruins, back in sort of the Big Bad Bruins' modern heyday there of that style of play, and then his radio career alongside not only Greg Hill, but our buddy Stiz, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, had interactions. Unfortunately, LB passed away this weekend. I know it's an emotional time for a lot of people. Fitzy, I know you got to know him a little bit, so if you would just sort of share some of your memories.
Oh, I got living legend, somebody who, and I think Stiz worked more closely with him since I was on in the afternoons for a couple of years when he was on in the mornings, but we had constant engagements and interactions. He was the nicest, friendliest, goofiest, gentle giant that you'd ever meet, somebody who lived life his way. There was no juice left in that fruit. It had been squeezed by the time the world lost one of its favorite goons, hockey players, sports figures, you know, tough guys with soft hearts. He was the freaking best from day one. Super supportive. Whatever I can do for you, kid. As nice as you could imagine. And then some. And, of course, fun, sneaky funny. The mistakes that he would make, inimitably just stumbling over his words, making mistakes like... He was such a huge part of what made the engine of the Greg Hill Show go for so long. And even though, you know, he had a reputation on the ice, I used to love going to see, you know, wrestling at the old Boston Garden. And we would go to halftime King of Pizza beforehand, me and my dad. And whenever we would split a pitcher of Cherry Coke and a large pie, we would just watch those VHS tapes of 60 minutes of hockey fights over and over again. So I basically just grew up watching Lyndon Byers either hand someone their ass or get it handed to him. So I was just enamored of him, and I thought he was a legend when I met him. But I want to share this quick story. A couple years ago, I brought some friends that I went to school with in New York to Buff's Pub, the place that we need to go to for the best wings in Boston, a couple years ago, because their son was wanted to go to Northeastern, and they were big sports fans, loved hockey. We sit down, we order some beers and some wings, and LB is over at the bar because this was one of his favorite places, Andy, where he even had like his jersey hung up, autographed and everything. And I said, oh, LB, hey, would you mind coming over? Hey, kid, yeah, sure, all right, no problem. And he comes over, and, you know, they were Rangers fans from, you know, being in the New York area. So he talks to them about Milbury and some of his engagements with the Rangers. And the 17- and 13-year-old are completely just blown away, like, oh, my God, that's like one of the NFL's legendary tough guys. Oh, my God, I can't believe we met Lyndon Byers. That was so awesome. So we're finishing up, and they're about to head to Fenway Park, and I go to ask for the check. And the waitress comes over and she goes, oh, that's okay, Mr. Stevens. Mr. Byers picked up your check.
That's
just
awesome.
Out of the blue. Because he had a chance to talk hockey to these kids and just relive a splash of the glory and be a dude and picked up the whole check. I swear, I wanted to cry at that. Like, it was just such a touching moment. And that spoke to the heart and the generosity and the larger-than-life personality of LB. God rest his soul. Stick tap upstairs for you, big guy.
Stiz, I know you you had a chance to work with LB quite a bit. What can you share with us?
Yeah, kind of seconding what Nick said. Just everything you would expect him to be and more. About 11 years ago, I was lucky enough to find myself working on the Hillman Morning Show, and I just remember the first day I'm sitting behind the glass and I'm looking at Greg Hill, Danielle, and Lyndon Byers, who I was just a fan of for years and years. And and just getting to work with him every day was something new. Like, he would, I mean, it just, every day was something wacky with him. And, you know, as time went on, we grew closer and closer. He kind of had the same struggles that I had. And I'll share two quick stories. One, he made a bet on the air one time that if the Bruins won or lost a particular game or a series, I forget, that he would tattoo the Montreal Canadiens logo on his arm. And so they lost, and he put it off for like a year or two. And then finally, I have a cousin who's a tattoo artist, and so they were busting his nuts. They're like, you got to go get it. So he goes and gets the logo. But do you guys remember, like, on the back of cars, they would have that kid with the backwards hat that's peeing?
Yep.
So that's what he did. So he
the
put
Calvin and Hobbes sticker. Yeah.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
he put the logo on his arm, but with the kid peeing on it. And then another quick story just shows you the kind of guy that LB was, just like a heart of gold. And it's funny, I see it in the short time that I've known Ted. I very similar. These big tough guys who, when you get to know them, they're just giant teddy bears.
Yep.
And I was showing LB some music. I was showing LB some music that I was working on, and he was like, oh, this is great. Like, you know, when are you going to put out this next project? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, what? He's like, well, what do you need to get it done? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I need a few hours of studio time, maybe a video. Like, right then and there, goes in his pocket, boom, gives me $500, says, go get it done. And when you're ready for the record release party, I'm going to come there on stage, introduce you. And sure as heck, Middle East Cambridge, it's on YouTube, you can check it. And it was so funny because I was supposed to go on stage at, I don't know, 10 o'clock. 9:55, LB isn't there. And I'm like, oh God, we've been promoting this for a month. And then 2 minutes before I go on stage, here he comes. You can't miss him. And everyone just gravitated towards him. He just had a heart of gold. And even up till just... till recently, he would just call and check in, and just a smile I would get on my face when I would look down at my phone and see Lyndon Byers was calling. He was just a larger-than-life person, and I am so grateful that our paths crossed and I was able to call him a friend. Fly high, LB.
That's awesome, because we do a lot on this show about athletes maybe not being great role models, athletes maybe not being great members of the community or co-worker, whatever you want to say. And I don't think we do spend enough time. And you said it, Stiz, like, you know, Ted Johnson, Wiggy, like there's a lot of guys, the McCourties, like so many guys that have come through the Patriots or the Bruins over the years that are really good dudes, really, you know, thankful for their lots in life and the careers they were able to lead, both in terms of sports, but then afterwards in the city of Boston and sort of becoming part of the community. And LB clearly was one of those for a long time, but unfortunately not long enough.
Yeah, and one thing I'll tell you, Andy, is that I guarantee you, if you had a chance to connect with him right now, you know, still gone too soon, you know, and they're waiting for him upstairs with a, you know, arms wide open and a pitcher in the penalty box in the sky. But like, this guy would tell you, like, no regrets, like not like,
yep,
he just
lived life.
Andy, like, you can't, you know, what did he call him, Stiz? Wobbly Pops?
Wobbly Pops.
Wobbly Pops, yeah. The reason why people say, hey, kid, in town, and call beverages Wobbly Pops. You know, and he probably would, you know, reverse course on a few things, but at the same time, no regrets. No, right. Like, absolute, like, an imprinted, branded legend on AAF, EEI, Greg, Danielle, everyone there, the listenership, and Bruins fans and all Boston sports kind.
And real quick, the last thing I want to say is that every time I spoke to LB, the thing he was most proud about and could not wait to tell you about was his son, Will, who is now into hockey, and his wife, Annie. But Will, into hockey, became a goalie. He was a goalie. And I remember LB got him this custom-made goalie helmet with, like, the Bruins bear on it. And he was just so proud of Will. So thoughts and prayers, we're definitely thinking of Will and Annie and the whole Byers family.
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Lyndon Byers. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we've been doing it. We started it last couple weeks. Training camp is coming. It's 4 o'clock football time. We're going to talk about the Patriots. Drake May, is he underrated for some of the underage players in the NFL? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Bitsy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.